It's probably safe to say most professional film critics feel quite comfortable scrutinizing movies in darkened theaters rather than being in them. But Gerald Perry, a longtime film reviewer, recently made a bold leap to the other side of the camera. His acting debut is in Computer Chess, a quirky new feature by indie filmmaker Andrew Bujalski. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Now that Computer Chess is opening nationwide, Gerald Perry has a confession. Watching himself as an actor is causing some internal conflict.
There's the shock that I am on screen, and then there's the person who jumps back, who is the snide critic who watches this with critic eyes.
Perry, the critic, calls Computer Chess an extremely weird film that's not for everyone. Perry, the actor, plays Pat Henderson, an obsessive chess master who's bent on beating a computer program. The movie takes place around 1980.
This is a moment when real people had a chance against computers. There were still old-time chess champions who challenged computers to play and could even possibly win.
Remember, this is all years before Deep Blue, the IBM computer, defeated chess champion Garry Kasparov. In the film, Pat Henderson presides over an intense weekend-long computer chess competition.
Computer chess goes back even further. To the Mechanical Turk, 1770, the original chess-playing machine. It played against and defeated Benjamin Franklin and Napoleon Bonaparte.
Everything about the movie Computer Chess is painstakingly retro. The programmers have spot-on period clothes, thick-rimmed glasses, and behemoth computers. Director Andrew Bujalski shot black-and-white footage with a vintage video camera. Perry calls it an intentionally ugly, subtly philosophical art film, and frankly says he still can't figure out why Bujalski cast him in it. The last time Perry acted was 40 years ago in college.
He didn't ask me if I'd ever acted. He didn't ask me if I ever played chess. Those questions never came up. So I could have absolutely screwed up the movie. I have been told I'm okay, but Andrew, you're a crazy guy putting me in the movie.
We were all on the same crazy page.
That's 36-year-old computer chess director Andrew Bujalski speaking from Austin, where the film was shot. He says he prefers non-professional actors because they bring something fresh and exciting to their roles.
I mean, I needed somebody with some degree of authority. I needed an adult. There was enough of an interesting tension between who he is and who the character is that I thought we could have fun.
My wife would say it's all the weird tics that I have, which I am not aware of in life, but I certainly see on the screen that fit.
But Perry, now 68, believes the character he plays is vain and more of a blowhard than he is.
I hope. Some people say, oh, you're just playing yourself. I don't agree with that. I think this is an acting role, but there is a part of me, yes, that's in the film.
I'm talking on camera. Could you please move? I'm talking to my camera. Please talk to my rules committee over here. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Perry the Critic has followed Bujalski since he debuted in 2002 with Funny Ha Ha, the first mumblecore film. Mumblecore got a lot of press as a new DIY movie movement defined by low budgets and young, highly educated characters who say like and awesome a lot. I asked Bujalski if he was at all wary of having such an erudite film critic on his set.
I never felt like he, you know, was trying to pull rank and say, well, look, I'm the esteemed film critic here, so I know how movies should be. He did take that leap of faith on me and the rest of our crew that we sort of knew what we were doing.
Fact is, Perry had no idea what Bujalski was up to. The director never told him the film's plot. There was no script, just an 8-page treatment and Bujalski's verbal prompts. Perry wrote his own dialogue on the fly. Perhaps it helped that he really was a chess champion in high school.
There is an interesting tie for second place between Stasia and Advantage, 3.5 points each. Their only hope is that the top two teams are going to draw. I think that's very.
That's my major soliloquy of the film, my to be or not to be speech.
Every film critic secretly thinks that they could make a movie or star in a movie.
Salon.com senior writer Andrew O'Hare published his review of Computer Chess last week.
Honestly, I think Jerry makes a pretty commanding on-screen presence, as I think he would be the first to admit he doesn't look or seem like a natural movie star. You know, he's not going to get involved in a beauty competition with Brad Pitt, I imagine.
But who knows? Now Perry is saying he's bitten by the acting bug, and he invites directors looking for an Academy Award to give him a call. He even has a character in mind.
Because this always is a nomination. There's an old guy who is mean and moody and crusty on the outside, but has a heart of gold. I'm willing to play that part, as schmaltzy as it is.
For the moment, though, Gerald Perry and the film Computer Chess are enjoying a flood of rave reviews from his fellow critics. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.